Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about why you need to set up these businesses the right way and how to do high-ticket dropshipping the right way. And what happens when you don't and you try to cut corners and, you know, maybe someone else taught you how to do something, but it's just not the right way, so you're not seeing any success with it. Okay, and the reason why is because you're just not doing things the right way. I'm telling you this because there is one right way to do this, and then there's a lot of wrong ways to do it, okay? High-ticket dropshipping is not just selling high-ticket products online, okay? There's a lot more to it. And my methods that I teach in my courses and stuff are step-by-step to do it the right way. I also tell you how to do the methods through my free content like YouTube and the podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to kind of breeze over the whole kind of 30,000-foot picture so you guys get an idea. Because I, you know, recently had somebody post in my group that he's upset that he is not getting any sales. He's driven a lot of traffic to his store. And after dropping the link, everybody kind of realized, like, why this guy is not getting any sales. He's just doing everything wrong from start to finish. And I didn't want to be rude to the guy, but I had to tell him, like, hey, bud, like, from start to finish, you've done almost everything wrong here. You need to start from the very beginning and choose a different niche. You need to start, choose different suppliers. You need to make your website better. Like, there's a million different things he needs to do better, like every single little thing. It looks to me like, you know, he cut a lot of corners. So I'm going to teach you guys how to do it right instead of making the same mistakes they did and see if we can do it better than that, okay? And if you guys want some ideas on how to get started, I have some free resources like I was talking about. First of all, is my free niches list. Go check that out. For high-ticket dropshipping, it's the most profitable products I've sold online and seen other people selling online that actually work, okay? So check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And I have a free dropshipping for beginners mini course so you can get an idea of how this business model works, how to do it the right way. You can get that at ecommerceparadise.com. /mini course and my high ticket dropshipping secrets webinar, which is a full secret, three different secrets you really need to know to do this right. If you don't know these secrets, you're not going to do it right and you're going to fail just like the guy that I'm talking about right now is. Okay, so go get that at ecommerceparadise.com/secrets. So here's the deal. You know, a lot of people, they start out with dropshipping. They don't really know where to start. And they end up choosing a niche that they're kind of passionate about. You know, in this guy's case, it was like camping gear. Like, he likes to go camping. He likes to go in the outdoors or whatever. So that's the niche that he chose. And it's funny because I actually made the same mistake when I first got started. I wanted to dropship camping gear because I figured, hey, if I'm selling something that, you know, is something that I'm passionate about, I'm going to have a great time going out and making content about it. I'm going to want to make videos and, you know, write stuff about it. And it's going to be a great time. I could see myself doing that, being like a camping gear, you know, retailer online and dropshipping this stuff, okay? So that was where he was starting at. He didn't first look and do his research to make sure it's a niche that could actually be profitable, okay? And in order to do that, you have to make sure that you know how to do research correctly, okay? There's a method to it. You've got to be able to know how to use Google Shopping ads, okay? Because that's where these high-ticket retailers advertise most of the time. You got to know how to find high-ticket retailers that are online only, how to you know, determine which ones are actual online only niche stores versus which ones aren't. Because if there's no niche stores in that particular niche that are online only, if they only the only ones you can find have brick and mortar stores, it's a really good sign that those suppliers in that niche are not going to sell to people unless they have a brick and mortar store. Just bottom line, okay? So he obviously didn't do that because he tried to enter that niche and, you know, he probably couldn't find any suppliers. So the other thing that he mentioned was that he found a supplier called Dropship Zone, and I've never heard of them. They're probably like some weird middleman that, you know, gets products from them because they have a warehouse or something like that. I have no idea who they are. Okay. But obviously it's one of these like middlemen. Okay. You never want to go through middlemen. You don't want to go through distributors if you don't have to get access to brands. You want to get access to the brands directly through them. You want to get authorized dealer accounts with the actual brands, the manufacturers, the suppliers, okay? So if you have to go through a distributor because the supplier is located in another country or because they just don't sell direct but they will sell through a distributor, you have to make sure your margins are still good. Oftentimes when you go through distributors, especially these shady middleman distributors where they call themselves Dropship Zone or whatever, you know, like Dropship Direct and stuff like that, all these shady middlemen, they're going to take a huge amount of the profit from you, okay? And it's just not going to make any paid advertising that you want to do profitable. It's going to put your profits close to 5 or 10% gross, and that's just not enough to make a good living from a store, okay? Because you're going to have to do marketing, you're going to have to do sales, you're going to have to, you know, pay for advertising, and, you know, after all those costs, how are you supposed to make a profit when you're only starting with like 5 or 10% gross profit margins? So you've got to look at your profit margins. And, you know, I took a look at this guy's store. The first thing I noticed was the products are all pretty low ticket, actually. $50 to like $150. Okay, that's not high ticket dropshipping. High ticket is over $200-$300, well into like the $500,000, $2,000 range. You really can't make enough profit per sale to pay for expensive paid ads and pay for expensive content, right? To build a business and to parlay your profits and to scale it, unless you're selling products that are like well over $500 or $1,000. Because you're still making like 20% margins on average, sometimes 30, sometimes less, like 10 or 15, right? And so if you're making $200-$400 per sale, then you can afford to pay, you know, run ads, test, you know, products and, you know, drive more ads to the product that work and drive less ads to products that don't work, that kind of stuff, right? You can afford it because when you make a sale, it pays for a lot of, you know, the ad spend. That's usually how it works. Now, if you're trying to sell things that are like $60, you know, think about it. Even if your margins are like 20%, which they're probably not, they're probably like 15% gross, 10% gross, you're only making like $5 or $10 per sale on profit. You know, you don't even account for the shipping costs. You don't really even think about like the marketing costs at that point. And so, you know, how are you supposed to make a profitable website selling, you know, like tents that are like $100 or something like that, okay? The only people that are selling tents that are really profitable are these big brick and mortar physical retailers. There's really not a whole lot of any online only retailers in the camping space unless you have like a really niche specific product, okay, that is high ticket. You know, you're not going to have like a broad REI kind of retailer, like Dick's Sporting Goods kind of thing online. It just doesn't work. Those manufacturers, they sell through brick and mortar retailers for a reason, because they have complicated equipment that needs to have a actual person to service that equipment, right? Like, you know, if you sell a tent to somebody and ship it to them, that's all fine and all, but what if something happens, you know, and that person needs a replacement? You got to deal with a return and stuff like that. Like, you know, the sellers, the manufacturers, the name brands are not going to dropship for you, okay? The generic brands might, but still, of course, the quality is going to be lower, and it's just going to look like Chinese junk, and that's unfortunately how a lot of this stuff kind of ends up being. And when you're dealing with very low-ticket stuff, there's not enough margin to allow for the things that go wrong. When you're dealing with high-ticket stuff, you want to deal with name brand high ticket products. It's the best way to go about it. Sometimes the name brands are harder to get. Sometimes it's easier to get generic brands right off the bat. So you have to start there, but work towards the name brands because they're the ones that are going to provide the best service, best quality of product, best support, all that good stuff. Okay. So, you know, he didn't make any sales. He was driving a bunch of traffic. He doesn't say where he was driving the traffic from. You know, my assumption is that he was driving generic traffic to his website. Because there's a big difference between people that type in generic search terms versus people that type in branded search terms or even like specific long tail terms that include model names and SKU numbers looking for specific products, okay? The people that type in the generic search terms have no idea yet what exactly product they want to buy. That traffic might convert on really low cost impulse buy decision products that are trendy looking, right? And it even does sometimes convert well on some low cost, you know, high ticket products. Like let's say your niche is like average $1,500, $2,000 or something like that, maybe even $1,000. And you have a product that's like $500 or $600. Yeah, generic traffic might convert pretty well because that's pretty much the lowest cost out of that entire niche. But don't expect that to work forever, okay? There's always gonna be new competition in China, manufacturers creating things for a lower price and then finding a way to like ship it direct, you know, to the States for a fulfillment warehouse and sell it for like $200-$400 or something like that, okay? So be very careful. But I'm guessing he was sending traffic that was generic to these listings and he got zero sales and he even had some bad feedback and he, you know, is trying to, you know, use this shady middleman dropshipper, even changing the descriptions and headings and all the people to avoid, you know, Google searches to find stuff for cheaper, right? It's kind of like that same method you would use like with eBay price arbitrage. You know, I used to do that back in the day when I was younger and I didn't really know what I was doing yet. What you do with eBay price arbitrage is you go to like Amazon or Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever, some, you know, Walmart, some big retailer, you find a product, even a branded product, and you write a generic description and you post it on eBay for like, I don't know, 5 or 10% above, you know? And you got to account for the eBay fee. So really it's like you got to post at like 15 or 20% to make some kind of margin because you're paying eBay 9%, PayPal 3%. So really, yeah, you got to put it like 15, 20% and account for shipping fees, obviously. But, you know, sometimes you can post for like 30 or 40% up if there's like no competition on that particular generic keyword, which there usually isn't because there's a ton of people that are in there all the time of these like automated machines doing dropshipping and stuff with eBay arbitrage. But that's how that works. And he's trying to do it on his own website and it's just like doomed to fail. You can't do it that way. That's not a sustainable model. He even says that he tried to use Alibaba, which of course is terrible because with high-ticket dropshipping, you want to ship directly from China, you're taking a huge risk. You're really going to take the risk of the product. If that product arrives and it doesn't work and it's like $300, $400, $500, what are you going to do? Take it back yourself? You can't ship it back to China. And, you know, that person is liable to file a chargeback and you're probably going to get a lot of chargebacks. If you're dropshipping from China high ticket, you're going to go out of business pretty quickly because you are the supplier. If you can't take that product back, you're going to go probably quickly out of business. Your merchant process is going to cancel your account because of all the chargebacks or something like that. So, you know, he says he decided to purchase some stock. The margins are the same, and, you know, obviously it was still overpriced. That's what happens when you go to a distributor, you see? Even, like, distributors, you're like, oh, yeah, I got access to all these products. Look at the margins. They're terrible. They're like 5-10%. You can't make a living off those margins because the distributor takes, like, half or more of the original margin the supplier had for the retailer, okay? Between MAP price and the cost of the product from the original supplier, that distributor takes more than half of that, and you're dealing with a little chunk that's left. That's why you got to get accounts directly with the manufacturer. It's super important, okay? You know, this guy spent a little bit of money on ads and he just kind of gave up, and he's, you know, really sad. And he thinks he's, you know, doing a high ticket thing right. He's doing it completely wrong. And it's just, you know, so sad that, you know, he thinks that, you know, that whoever he learned this from, apparently he told me he learned it from somebody who, you know, teaches dropshipping in Australia, which is kind of weird because, like, he's like, well, the reason why I didn't listen to your content is because you don't talk about it in Australia. Guys, you got to understand, this stuff works in any market. It's the same deal, okay? In other markets, they're smaller than the U.S. The U.S. is the biggest consumer market. So you're going to deal with more of those same issues that you deal with in the U.S. and hard to sell in niches. Some of those issues include suppliers not wanting to dropship for you, only if you have a brick and mortar store, right? So in Australia, if you want to do drop shipping, you got to find a niche that works. In other words, you got to find suppliers that are willing to drop ship for you that sell high ticket products. The amount of niches is narrower. And the other thing is you might as well just pay for some sort of an office flex space, some kind of a, you know, you could say it's a retail storefront or a showroom, because that'll get you access to these suppliers, you know, if you really want to go all in, and it can't cost too much money. And, you know, then of course you have all these options, but there's upfront investment. I mean, I actually did that back in 2015. I bought a flex space and, you know, tried to get all the big bicycle distributors because I was selling bicycles. And then, you know, I could only get generic brands back then to dropship for me. The big name brands didn't want to dropship. And so I bought it. And even then, I couldn't even get the name brands really because they wanted upfront investments of, like, you know, purchase like 10 or 20 units and they're like $500 or $1,000 each or something like that. And that would cost me upwards of like $10,000 and just an inventory. And this is stock sitting on my floor. It's either that or I'd like put it all on like a loan or a credit card and I go into debt trying to sell their products. And that was just ridiculous. You know, that goes against everything I believe in, which is lean business models, you know, and ship on demand business models. You know, fulfillment on demand. It's the best kind of lean business model you can have, because basically what the supplier is doing is they're outsourcing their marketing and sales to you, okay? And you, all you're getting is a wholesale price. They don't have to pay you up front for it. If they wanted to have someone do marketing and sales in-house, they would probably have to pay that person a six-figure salary. So instead of spending $100,000, you know, upwards of that for an e-commerce manager, an e-commerce marketer to be in-house to manage all of their in-house stuff, right? They've decided, well, we just have a dealer network. We'll dropship for them. They'll do all the marketing and sales for us, and we just give them a margin, right? And it makes a lot of sense to them. It's a lean business model, okay? They can get into the e-commerce market, get their products being sold online, get their sales numbers way higher without having to invest up front, you know, a six-figure salary for some e-commerce guy they don't even know that is actually going to do and provide them with results, okay? So that's obviously what's happening here. And as an e-commerce marketer, you can easily get accounts with these guys if you understand that. You just have to call the suppliers and explain to them what you're going to do for them. If they don't even know what dropshipping is, explain that to them. And they'll be like, wow, that's actually really interesting. We might, you know, be interested. If they don't want to set up new accounts, just ask them, how are your current sales doing? How is your current dealer base? Do you see any dealers that are lacking right now? I mean, maybe drop them and take us on. We know what we're doing. We have results. We can show you screenshots from our stores, you know, and send them screenshots. Of course, you won't be able to if that's not the truth, if you're a beginner and you don't actually have results. So as a beginner, you usually have to work with the brands that'll take you, which are usually the more generic brands, you know, usually the ones that take new dealers no matter what. And you're going to have to, you know, just get some freaking proof going, you know, like bring them some results. Over time, you'll get results and you'll be able to show those results to the bigger manufacturers, the name brand suppliers, get those accounts and scale like crazy after that. So I hope this stuff makes sense, guys. Don't make the same mistake this guy did. You know, don't take a course from somebody who teaches you how to use distributors and Alibaba for high-ticket dropshipping. That's just awful, okay? You're never going to become successful that way. You know, and don't think that, you know, you can just start a business in any niche. You have to do the proper research first. Make sure your niche is actually viable. Make sure that there are suppliers. Make sure there's competitors already doing it that are online only, that are niche stores, you know, that don't have brick and mortar storefronts. Make sure the product pricing is high enough, and, you know, make sure your margins are good. You can get accounts with suppliers for free. You don't have to pay for accounts with suppliers. Some of the biggest mistakes you can make is pay a supplier up front for an account. Silly, especially in the beginning. You know, why would you want to buy inventory with a supplier? In the beginning, it makes no sense. You're just taking a huge risk. Never do that. Only get suppliers that let you drop ship for free. And when you get sales, you send it to them, and then you make the margin, okay? It's really simple. And, you know, do a ton of research. Guys, if you want step-by-step videos, go to my YouTube channel. It's all free. I also have a step-by-step course over my shoulder showing me doing real-world research in the same niche that I currently sell in. So it's kind of crazy what I do. But you can get that at ecommerceparadise.com/niche hacks. That's my niche hacks course. It's only like $50. I mean, and people kind of like, oh, I have to pay you for something. Like, come on, you know, it's a consultant. Like, I'm telling you how to do it right. Wouldn't you rather just like skip past all the trial and error and just get the right answer? I mean, I'm sure you'd be willing to spend $30 on a Tai Lopez course that just teaches you the meaning of money or something like that, you know? So anyway, you know, people have all these attitudes and all these like misbeliefs and stuff like that. Don't let that kind of stuff hold you back. You know, find someone that's actually doing it the right way, that's actually successful and teaches good stuff, and stick with them. And also, if you get some other, you know, e-commerce gurus, you know, trying to tell you something, you pay them, you don't get results from them, don't blame every other person that teaches e-commerce or dropshipping or whatever. You know, don't think that everybody else is like that just because one, you know, douchebag decided to ruin it for the rest of them. You know, there's a lot of these fake gurus out there now. It's so disgusting. I live in Bali, so luckily I don't get barraged by all these advertisements all the time. I was in Seattle from January to February of 2020, and I got like 50 ads through YouTube, Instagram, Facebook every single day from all of these fake gurus. You know, some of them are actually seeing success and stuff like that. A lot of them aren't. They're just like these like 18-year-old kids, you know, like showing these like fake screenshots and these like pictures of cars and shit like that. It's just completely ridiculous. I would never buy a course from one of these kids. And I did at one time just to like see what it was like, and it was just terrible. Like, the videos were worse than what YouTube videos are, you know, that you can get, like the YouTube videos I put up. And I was so sad. And, you know, and I even made the mistake of interviewing one of these guys a long time ago, and it was just ridiculous because, like, the stuff they do is just so scammy, you know? And they're the ones that are causing problems for the rest of us because of all these kids that come in and try to think they can get rich with nothing and scam people out of money. They're basically ruining merchant processors' trust for dropshippers through Shopify. You know, this stuff is happening right now. It's kind of sad. So don't get suckered in to illusions of grandeur that other people put out there, okay? You know, people that dropship don't make millions of dollars every year. Those guys are having, like, their own fulfillment warehouses. Those guys are buying stock. Those guys are creating their own brands. Like, those guys are going way above and beyond dropshipping, the ones that are actually making a lot of money, okay? With dropshipping alone, you can make, I've seen guys making like $200,000-$300,000 in a month in sales, like $1 million a year. That's pretty average for like really successful stuff. But getting beyond that, guys, it really requires you to get your own stock and a fulfillment warehouse. You have to become a bigger business, okay? You can't just be a multimillionaire overnight, and sales do not equal profits. That's a big thing, okay? Don't look at a screen and think, oh, $5,000, that means you made $5,000 overnight. Oh, I want that. No, it's not true. $5,000 is a sale. First of all, you don't even know if that sale was in stock or not. Okay, it could have been out of stock and it's a back order and that person canceled. Second of all, that $5,000 is not profit, okay? There's a high cost of goods sold when it comes to dropshipping. Usually your margins are 10, 20, maybe at the most 30%, but usually closer to 10 or 20 after shipping costs, after merchant processing fees, you know, and after any discounts and free gifts you offer the customer to get that sale, right? So, you know, when you're looking at a $5,000 sale, you're hopefully looking at, like, you know, sometimes upwards of like $500 to $1,000 in profit, right? You know, sometimes less. It really depends on shipping. If it's a really big item, shipping costs can be really high, like $300, $500. I've sold gun safes before, but the shipping cost was close to $1,000 on a $5,000 gun safe. You know, and you're thinking you're making like, you know, $2,000 when I made that sale. Oh my God. And then you get the, you know, invoice and you're like, oh, I made like $800, or I made like $600, or I made $300. That sucks. You know, it's just, that's how it goes, folks. Okay, so don't be blinded by all these fake gurus putting up all these images. It's all smoke and mirrors, okay? You know, take it with a grain of salt. Do your own research. You know, figure out how to do things the right way and hustle your butt off, because the truth is this stuff takes work, okay? And you got to do it the right way or it will not work. And if you don't do it the right way and you fail the first time, that doesn't mean you're always going to fail. That means you need to look back and think about why you made that mistake in the first place and then go and fix that mistake and not make that same mistake again. Okay, that's the key to success. I failed more times than I'd like to admit. I've started more stores and shut them down than I'd like to admit. But I have successful stores. And, you know, this month I'm making around, $50,000 in sales from stores that we literally just started last month, because I know how to do things right. And I can teach you how to do things right if you want to learn them, right? But you've got to be willing to be a student, a good student, you know, a coachable student, somebody who is actually looking to do it right and is willing to learn from somebody who does it right. Not just somebody who kind of disrespects their teacher and wants to do things their own way. You know, I don't want to deal with people like that. So if you're like that, just, you know, please go to some other, you know, fake guru and waste your money, okay? Because I don't want anything to do with those types of people. But if you're the type of person that is respectful and is coachable and wants to learn how to do things the right way, I can take you to profitability. I can take you to a big business. I can help you escape the 9-to-5 and have your own, you know, work from home lifestyle, because that's what I do every single day. So guys, if you're looking for that information, just go to ecommerceparadise.com. I have all my stuff there. You can dig through the website. You can get my courses, my coaching, my done-for-you services, whatever you want. Just go there, have some fun, look around, get the free guides, you know, read all sorts of stuff, watch my YouTube videos, and become successful, okay? And hopefully by the time this pandemic is over, you can go travel a bit more. So thanks so much for listening, guys, and I look forward to helping you become successful with high-ticket dropshipping. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.